in the heart of the Thumb.
Your station is the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV-FM Marlette.
And good evening, broadcasting live here on WBGV 92.5 FM, broadcasting live from Sandusky High School. I'm Eddie Fury, along with Jeremy Burgess. How you doing, man?
Good, good.
Wednesday hump day, February 4th, 2026. Mr. Groundhog, Mrs. Woody the Woodchuck, says we're going to get six more weeks of winter, but the game tonight here could melt all that away.
Yes, it could.
It's the Sandusky Wolves hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates in high school boys basketball. We'll get ready for that game here. Still the JV game going on right now. It's 50-36 with the JV Harbor Beach team pulling away against the Sandusky Wolves JV team. But pretty excited for this game. The first meeting between these two teams, Sandusky actually led in this game until Harbor Beach settled down, came back in that game, and, you know, maintained control.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good game tonight. I'm excited to see what both teams have in store and what they've did different since the last time they played.
So Harbor Beach is 12-2 overall, but they are undefeated in league play. They are 7-0, while Sandusky is 5-2, 11-5 overall. Two games behind, just like Ubley is at 5-2. You have KPEC at 3-2, 7-7 overall. So, you know, four teams still kind of in that hunt. Brown City at 3-4. They already played Harbor Beach, and they had a loss, was it last week, I do believe.
Yeah, they played them twice and lost both times already, so.
So right now, you're starting to see the teams play each other for the second time. League titles will be ultimately decided, if it pans out that way, excitingly, at the end of the month of February. So, you know, Sandusky does have a chance. We've seen some great bright spots. We'll talk about those bright spots for Sandusky and look through some other games that Harbor Beach has played, because they really loaded up their schedule throughout the season.
Yes.
And I heard the announcers a couple weeks ago, they did pick up the Croswell boys game also coming up on the 13th. So,
and that should be an excellent game as well.
Yeah. But Harbor Beach has got a big week. They got this game tonight against Sandusky, and they got Ubley come Friday night.
Yeah, and when they play Ubley, you might as well throw all the records out the window, because they both don't like each other, and it's always a great game when those two play.
And Sandusky's game, including tonight against Harbor Beach, they have a game on Friday night against KPEC, so two games they would love to avenge here that they lost to them earlier in the season.
Yes, and if Sandusky wants to compete for that league title, these two games here coming up this week are huge in the implications of the league standings.
Pre-game show continues here on WBGV 92.5. High school boys basketball on a hump night. Going to be a lot of hoop shooting for sure here on this Wednesday night, February 4th, 2026. It's high school boys basketball, the Sandusky Wolves hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates on a parents and young cheerleaders night tonight,
yes,
too, as well. So a lot of entertainment going on. We'll be right back.
Interrupt this broadcast for a special Graff weather statement.
Icy roads equal vehicle mishaps, and if this happens, you might as well take it to the number one collision department in the area, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky. Our body shop technicians are experienced and ready to tackle any body damage thrown their way, whether it's collision or a deer hit. Graff can get the job done quickly and get you back on the road. Graff works well with all insurance companies and on all makes and models, so why would you go anywhere else? Stop in and see Tina or Zach at Graff Chevrolet's Body Shop in Sandusky for your no-obligation estimate.
We now return you to your regular scheduled program.
Every day is a great day to visit the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky, especially when you can take advantage of their daily specials. On Mondays, get a free medium drink with a basket meal. Tuesday, it's two Coney dogs and a medium drink for $6. Wednesday, it's a dollar off on salads and $3.99 banana splits and parfaits. Thursdays, get a dollar off on all shakes. And Friday, enjoy the fish sandwich combo for a dollar off. And oh yes, the garlic parmesan chicken strips are back at the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open Sunday through Thursday till 10, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m.
DQ,
Happy tastes good.
You asked and we listened. The Google Pixel has officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. The Google Pixel 10 and the Pixel 9a, both in sleek obsidian black, are now available at Thumb Cellular, and both at incredibly low prices. Pixel features the purest form of Android. Built by Google and powered by Google, it's backed by an industry-leading 7 years of updates, so your phone stays smarter longer. Inside, you get the power of the Google Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, helping you take better photos, stay organized, and get more done every day. But that's not all. If you're looking for something else, Thumb Cellular is offering free phones with an upgrade or a new line activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carrow Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. And browse all our current offers and savings by visiting thumbcellular.com/deals. That's thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Farmers, rev up your engines and get set to save during Parts Week, February 9th to the 14th at your nearest Tri-County Equipment John Deere store. This is your opportunity to get your parts at the lowest off-season savings. With the largest parts inventory in the area, Tri-County Equipment has access to over 500,000 parts. You can also save 12% on John Deere filters and 10% on packaged oil. And this is the perfect time to stock up on all the other parts that you'll need at preseason savings. So make out that list and check it twice and remember the dates. Monday, February 9th through Saturday, February 14th. Parts Week at your John Deere headquarters, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Tri-County. We got it all.
Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. We focus now on the Harbor Beach Pirates, the visiting team here at the Sandusky Wolves. Harbor Beach Pirates, as I said, 12-2 overall, 7-0 undefeated in league play. They've only had two losses, and that's against pretty good competition.
Yeah, they lost against a tough Freeland team, and then they lost to a Marquette team who came down to Harbor Beach and played them. They lost 48-49 there at Harbor Beach.
And Freeland, 52-68, but they've also had some big wins. They loaded up their schedule here. Some of the key wins, I would say probably Lakers was a big one because Lakers one of the better teams in the Big Thumb Conference. White Division, although Carroll took care of them last week by 30 points. So that one came out of nowhere, 45-42. Who they're going to face this Friday is Ubley, 58-50. So Ubley gave them a tough game in that one. They played Carroll last week. That was a good win, 77-65, the team that beat the Lakers by 30. And, of course, the last couple games they've had, Brown City and Marlette league games. Those are key league games leading up to this point. You have Sandusky, Ubley, and then KPEC next week. KPEC again because there was a, of course, cancellation and a reschedule there. But they have scheduled the Crosby Lexington Pioneers, who beat Emily City last night, to stay in first place of the BWAC standings.
So in overtime, I think that one was. So
a lot of great competition here for the Harbor Beach Pirates. And they started off the season, you know, coming off winning a state championship, too. They started late, like on December 12th. They had, like, four straight wins over USA, Millington, Marlette, Cass City. They lost to Freeland. But they got into league play and got the wins over Brown City and Sandusky.
Yes, and with Harbor Beach making it to the, making a deep run in the football playoffs and winning the state championship game, you knew that they were going to have a little bit of a hiccup there to start the season because they were 2 to 3 weeks behind other teams already. So they went right into football, pretty much right into games of basketball. They didn't have that 2-3 week layoff.
So last week they beat Brown City, and was Brown City without one of their players in that game?
Yeah, Brown City was without Garrett Simpson up there in Harbor Beach, which Brown City gave him a game. It just Harbor Beach sort of extended it there at the end and made the score. I think they beat him by 20.
Yeah, so one of the top players. In fact, they got a lot of great bigs here.
Yes.
A lot of great shooters for all five starters. All good shooters here for this team. But Benson Harper, Harbor Beach, had 14 points against Brown City. Skylar Cruz, 12 points. Matt Geiger, 10 points. He's on the boards. And I'm pretty excited to see how the young Carter Shebb will go up against him.
Yes.
Underneath the basket.
Yeah, and that's when we get to the keys of the game, that I'm pretty excited about that. So
I'm going to take a look at some of those other games.
We'll go to that
popped out at you.
The Marquette Harbor Beach game.
Okay.
Because that one there, give credit to Harbor Beach and give credit to Marquette for coming down.
Yep.
Harbor Beach fell to Marquette in a non-conference game. It was on a Friday afternoon.
Okay.
The Pirates carried a 38-36 lead into the fourth quarter and end up falling 49-48.
1 point.
Yeah, so you had Benson Cruz and...
Benson Harper.
Or Benson Harper. Yep. They had he had 18 points, and Skyler Cruz had 12. So you've got some guys that can score.
Yeah.
And then there was another one, the Harbor Beach Elkton game, 45-42.
That was a good one. Yeah.
That was just one of them thumb league basketball games up there that is just always tight. Doesn't matter who you're playing. You go, and Pirates never trailed in that game, building a 28-20 halftime lead and a 35-29 advantage after three quarters. And the Lakers made a late push, tying the game at 36 with 4 minutes remaining. But the Lakers just sort of just kept, or the Pirates just kept going, kept doing the little things, and they ended up winning by three that night. So,
of course, the other key game I think you need to look at is the Ubley League win. That ended up being a 58-50 win for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 58-50, that's a good win, but Ubley gave them a pretty tough battle in that one.
Yes.
So. And they're going to meet up this coming Friday night. So.
Yeah, and they can't look past Sandusky here tonight either, because Sandusky can scare some people.
So that's where Harbor Beach is at right now. They will have, I guess, Sandusky tonight, Friday night at Ubley. These are all road games. They have Millington, the rematch against KPAC come next week, and then Crosville, Lexington, KPAC, and Memphis to end the regular season. So that's a league game for Harbor Beach, but right now they're in the driver's seat, you know?
Yes.
There are two games ahead. If you can beat Sandusky and Ubley, that things look pretty good right there. After that, because you know, you have three league games, but they should be able to beat Memphis. KPAC is iffy, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
KPAC is definitely
like
a streaky team.
Yeah, just like Sandusky Ubley. So, but a fantastic season so far.
Yes, and Coach Rubel will have his players ready to play, regardless of where they go or who they play. So,
did you forget the averages?
What yes,
shooting right now. Yeah,
Harbor Beach is coming into tonight averaging 60 points per game. Giving up 41, just a little over 41 points a game. So
okay,
a difference of 19 points there. And Harbor Beach has shown that they can score in bunches. They've had a handful of games where they've scored over 70 points.
Okay.
So look for Harbor Beach to get out and run and take advantage of their ability to score the ball.
All right. And I saw them the first time. That was our first game of the regular season for St. Lake Broadcasting coming into New Year. I did that game of Ashley Winter-Palmer. And against Sandusky, Sandusky led earlier in that game. We'll talk about that game at the end of this pregame show because Jeremy will have the keys to the game, and we'll put it in relation with that. When we come back, we'll talk about the Sandusky Wolves, the hosts for tonight's game against the Harbor Beach Pirates, looking to avenge that 2026 New Year's loss to the Harbor Beach Pirates at Harbor Beach. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM.
Best wishes to the area teams in sports competition from everyone at Sandusky Concrete. For more than 50 years, Sandusky Concrete has been serving the concrete needs of the Thumb and Blue Water area. Whether it's a concrete project for your business, farm, or residence, the pros at Sandusky Concrete will do the job right. For information or a quote, call 810-648-2627. That's Sandusky Concrete and Supply, located on M46 just east of town. Be sure to enjoy the game.
Living with a chronic condition could take a lot out of you, especially your time, energy, and patience. At McKenzie Infusion Center, we're here to make treatment easier, more convenient, and closer to home. We provide advanced infusion therapy and injections for conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis, all designed to help manage symptoms and support your quality of life. That means less time on the road with flexible scheduling that fits your routine and care delivered by a skilled, compassionate team you can trust. No long drives, no added stress. Just personalized treatment, advanced therapies, and a comfortable environment right here in Sandusky. If you or a loved one is managing a chronic condition, we're here to help. Call 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/infusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, where advanced treatment meets personal care.
You know, a lot has changed over the past three decades when it comes to the internet. Thankfully, those dial-up days are long behind us. But one thing has stayed consistent, ABS Broadband's commitment to keeping our Thumb communities connected. For 30 years, ABS Broadband has been the Thumb region's preferred provider of internet connectivity. From the days when going online required a dial tone, to today's advanced fiber network, we've grown with our communities, along with the ways we work, connect, and play. And as technologies continue to advance, ABS Broadband is right in step, constantly investing in new technologies, expanding availability, and preparing for the future. This is all to provide you, our neighbors and customers, with the best Wi-Fi experience. The 30th anniversary celebration is just getting started, so follow along on the ABS Broadband Facebook page for special events, giveaways, and happenings. Not a customer? Let's change that. Visit absbroadband.com or call us at 888-282-4932 to experience the local difference we provide. ABS Broadband, keeping you connected to what matters most.
Welcome back to WBGB 92.5 FM. It is the pregame show here. We're streaming online at CNLakeBroadcasting.com. A Wednesday night matchup. It is the Sandusky Wolves hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates. Let's take a look at the Sandusky Wolves. They're on a
five-game winning streak right now.
Yeah.
So here lately, they're playing their best basketball at the right time of the year here.
And that was after those back-to-back losses to Harbor Beach. The first meeting between those two teams, 52-31, back on January 9th. They followed that up next week. Losing to K-Pac was a big surprise, but they lost a player due to suspension, I believe, in that game, 36-49. But five straight wins, as you pointed out.
Yeah, so Sandusky here, they're clicking on all cylinders right now. I think Coach Hale, it has taken him a little bit of time to get his feet wet, but I really like what he's doing with his players.
Yeah, and the winning streak started against Ubley. That was a home game. Talk about
yes,
that.
Yes, and that was a, let me see here. That was, Sandusky versus Ubley was, we were unable to make that, or Ubley was unable to make that early lead they had hold up.
Yeah.
The Bearcats led 18-13 after the first quarter and 32-30 at halftime. The Wolves outscored Ubley 33-22 in the second half.
Wow.
So a tale of two halves there. Sandusky was just able to keep with them, and then in the second half, Sandusky turned it up, and Jack Betts went for a game-high 22 points, going 8 of 9 from the free-throw line.
Yeah.
And Riley Locke, Brandon Champeau each scored 12 points. Gavin Phillips chipped in with 8. So they had scoring from all over the board. And Champeau scored 10 of his points in the third quarter alone.
Wow.
So he got it on a hot streak there, and the Sandusky Wolves were 18 of 23 from the free throw line.
That's great.
Yes, that is.
That's how you won the game.
Yes.
On the line there. So all those fouls. And they could probably, you know, try to take advantage and go on the inside and pick up some of those, you know, foul calls and get themselves on the line.
And that's what Sandusky has done a better job lately of, not settling for those outside jumpers, looking to attack, get to the line.
Yeah.
Because they have a advantage at the line because they are a very good free throw shooting team.
So they had that win against Ubley, a huge win, comeback win, 63-54. They followed it up with two straight league wins, make it three straight league wins over Marlette, 55-51. That was a tough one. You know, despite Marlette's record, they do have some players that just, sometimes the shot's not dropping. And then the game that we did here a couple weeks ago, 50-47. You know, Brown City fought them tough in that one, but Sandusky dug deep. Sharing the ball in the end, Carter Shell is the one that really, you know, catapulted them to the win, to making those, you know, low rebounds. He's got the headband back on, the lucky headband, able to make some key shots, and they were feeding him the ball there late in the game.
And they controlled the boards there in the second half. It was a game of two halves again, and Sandusky controlled the boards, and they controlled the inside of that game, and that is huge.
So then last week, they went over Bay City All Saints, 61-55. You know, even Sandusky started off hot. Five-game win streak, and then they started a new game win streak. But they had, like, three straight losses after those five-game win streaks. They started off with a win over Cass City. That's a big win. USA, Bad Axe, Lakers was a big, you know, big win for them back then, 60-49. So it shows you the potential.
Yeah.
Because Lakers at that point were a pretty good team at that point.
Yeah, they were the top in that in their division, so.
Yeah. And then the win, league win over Memphis. But they did pick up Yale. That's a really good team. 66, that was a loss, 66-37. The loss to North France, 42-44. That was a close one there, too. But then they got a win over Peck, those two losses in league play, Harbor Beach, K-Pac, but then, like you just said, that five-game win streak. They got Harbor Beach tonight. They got K-Pac, Ubley, and Marlette. That's a gauntlet right there. Yes. When you get deep into the season, into league play.
And especially if you're Sandusky, you can't afford to lose another league game if you want to have a chance, if Harbor Beach it was to slip up.
So the average-wise, what's Sandusky at right now?
Sandusky is averaging 50.5 points per game and giving up 47.5 points a game. So their spread is a little bit closer, but they still are on the plus side. So,
all right. When we come back, we got our MHSA this week in high school sports and Jeremy Burgess, Nutrien Ag of Brown City's keys of the game here on our pregame show on WBGB 92.5. It is the Sandusky Wolves hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates when we come back.
From Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's Sam and Scott.
2025 is in the rearview mirror, and we plan on making history in 26. We have one remaining 25 Silverado, and we slashed the price on this truck in order to move it out.
You can save up to $15,700 on our remaining 25 Silverados on the lot. This includes demo savings, trade-in, and GM rewards, card sign, and spend. This truck retails for over $62,000. You can get this now for only $46,500. Loaded up with a V8 and leather, it'll be tough to beat this deal.
Current Chevy lessees can get into a very well-equipped 26 Silverado 2FL for as low as $292 a month. Or you can purchase this $55,000 truck for as low as $41,750.
If you're looking for a good pre-owned car, SUV, or truck, Car Bravo is now offering a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty on most vehicles on the lot.
And Car Bravo also offers financing with rates as low as 3.9%, with prices starting at $11,900.
That's right, Sam. We currently have a good selection of three-quarter ton trucks and SUVs on the lot, as well as Suburbans with highly sought-after Duramax engines.
So start the new year off by saving big at Graf Chevrolet on M46 in Sandusky.
See dealer for details.
Graf family, we're making friends.
Every day is a great day to visit the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky, especially when you can take advantage of their daily specials. On Mondays, get a free medium drink with a basket meal. Tuesday, it's two Coney dogs and a medium drink for $6. Wednesday, it's $1 off on salads and $3.99 banana splits and parfaits. Thursdays, get $1 off on all shakes. And Friday, enjoy the fish sandwich combo for $1 off. And oh yes, the garlic parmesan chicken strips are back at the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open Sunday through Thursday till 10, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Aspire's new Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, located at 650 West Sanilac Road, is open and serving your health care needs. It's your new home for family medicine, pediatrics, urgent care, podiatry, lab draws, and x-rays, all in one convenient location. The team includes Dr. Melanie Kramer, MD, Family Medicine, Nurse Practitioner Brittany Selleck, Pediatrics, Kara Martin, PA, Urgent Care, Devin Ricks, DPM, Podiatry. The clinic also offers lab draw services and x-ray services. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Kramer or Brittany Selleck, call 989-912-6790. At Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, their team looks forward to serving you in a friendly, community-focused environment. Aspire Rural Health System. For a healthier future, visit aspirerhs.org to learn more.
The do's and don'ts of name, image, and likeness in Michigan, and Twin Hoopers pass 1,000 points each. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The MHSAA's representative council approved expanded personal branding activities or name, image, and likeness opportunities for student-athletes in Michigan. This makes Michigan the 46th state to allow some form of personal branding for high school athletes. Previously, the MHSAA had allowed student-athletes to conduct camps, clinics, and private lessons. Now they can capitalize on their personal brand, as long as it is an individual opportunity for that individual student. Examples include personal appearances, autograph sessions, modeling, advertising, and social media endorsements. But it cannot involve collectives, individuals associated with their school, pay for play or include the name, logo, mascot, or other trademarks of that school. All personal brand activities must be reported to the MHSAA within 7 days of acceptance. For more details on what is and what is not allowed, and frequently asked questions about PBA or NIL in regards to MHSAA regulations, please visit mhsaa.com/NIL. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Ypsilanti Arbor Prep's Angela Megason scored 50 in a win over Ann Arbor Central, and a school record 53 in a win over Detroit University Prep Art and Design in back-to-back games. Otisville Lakeville Memorial wrestler Fred Hammond won his 200th career match as the Falcons won the Tamanta Hill Team Tournament title. And to Ashton Richards of Remus Chippewa Hills Bowling, who helped his squad to their first undefeated season in program history, as they beat Big Rapids and Tri-County over the weekend. Richards rolled a team-high 233 against Tri-County.
The Michigan Achievement Scholarship is funding every grad, every path. Odds are, your high school senior or recent grad will qualify for tuition-free community college, up to $27,500 at a public or private university, or up to $4,000 for a trade school or career training program, no matter their GPA. Wherever your child is headed, there's free money to get them there. Simply fill out the FAFSA to apply. Get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're back on the bowling lane today, ready to throw our first ball of the third frame. Strikes were recorded in each of the first two frames, and we're now one strike away from a turkey. We roll a perfect ball that hits the pocket with power and sends all 10 pins flying. What a shot! Three strikes in a row, so we think. Once the pins settle, we notice that one pin bounced off the sidewall and landed upright back on the lane, like it had never been touched. But we know it was knocked down to begin with. Is this a strike or a nine? Get your spare ball ready. It's a nine. If a pin is still standing after your throw, no matter how, it's still considered a standing pin.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Bear Lake, located about halfway between Ludington and Traverse City on US 31, has an enrollment of 88. This year, the boys basketball team there now has two 1,000 career point scorers. That's nearly 2.5% of the high school population there going over that magical mark. And the two who did it are twins. Grady and Miles Harless have the Lakers off to a 13-4 start this year. Grady went over 1,000 career points last year during his junior season. Brother Miles joined him this year as he went over 1,000 with a dunk in a game against Misek. The brothers have Bear Lake tied atop the West Michigan D-League with Baldwin as they both sport 7-1 conference records. The league title may come down to the last game of the season when Bear Lake travels to Baldwin. A win there may give the Lakers their first conference championship since 2018. After that, district play starts on February 23rd, when the Harless twins will try and lead Bear Lake to the school's first district title since 2008. And for more on the season Bear Lake is having, check out Tom Spencer's article on the Harless twins over at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan's Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Tired of unreliable internet? Is your wireless connection lagging and not as fast as you thought it would be? Maybe it's time to switch to fiber to the home internet through TEC Fiber. TEC Fiber offers the fastest, most reliable internet technology available, which means you'll receive the best service possible. Plans start at $85 a month with additional discounts available and no installation fee. With our symmetrical 500 megabit per second plan, the entire family can stream, game, video chat, work from home, and more. We're building out our fiber network fast, so better internet may already be available to you. To check for service availability or register, Go to www.tecmi.coop.
Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Back to our pregame show, and we just had the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. The keys to the game here, Jeremy.
For the Sandusky Wolves, they've got to keep the score in the 40s tonight to have a chance to win. Another one, win the battle of the boards. They have to control the boards, both offensively and defensively. Limit Harbor Beach to one shot and done. And then the last one. Sandusky has to win the 50-50 balls. They have to be the first one on the floor after those loose balls. They have to be able to come up with the loose ball that is sort of just out there. They can't let Harbor Beach get those loose balls and get up and down the floor. They have to control the tempo. So I look forward to Sandusky doing some of them tonight here and seeing if they can come out on top.
All right, and the last time the two teams met, Sandusky gave the Pirates a scare. Harbor Beach was able to come away with the 52-31 victory, but the Wolves got out to an 18-15 lead in the first quarter in that first meeting. The next two quarters, Sandusky was held to just 4 points, however. I remember doing that game with Ashley Wayner Palmer, and just flabbergasted there. Harbor Beach went on a 10-2 run in the second quarter, then outscored the Wolves 20-2 to start the second half. Sandusky was led offensively by Brandon Champeau's 9 points. He added 3 rebounds and assists. Jack Betts scored 7. Gavin Phillips had 4 points, 3 rebounds, and the loss to Harbor Beach the first meeting. Now, Harbor Beach themselves, they had that slow start, but Benson Harper, he finished the game, 22 points, 10 rebounds for Harbor Beach. Andrew Caban, I told you about this kid. He had 10 points to help lead the Harbor Beach Pirates over the Sandusky Wolves.
Yes.
All right, so first team to what?
It's going to be 45 tonight.
Okay.
45 points.
All right, that may get them over the hump in this game. So, all right, we will get ready. Starters will be named when we come back here on WBGV. It is the Sandusky Wolves hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates here in high school boys basketball on a Wednesday night. We'll be right back.
Need tree work done, but not sure what it'll cost or even how to do it? Don't tackle it yourself. Call the experts at Big Ox Tree Service. They offer financing to fit your budget, serving all of mid-Michigan with expert tree trimming, pruning, removals, stump grinding, and full cleanup. Licensed and insured, Big Ox Tree Service also offers free estimates. From hazardous removals to routine trimming, they're reliable, safe, and strong enough for those big jobs. Call or text Big Ox Tree Service at 810-420-2759. Find them on Facebook or go to BigOxTreeService.com.
All right, we're back here. Jump ball about to be at center court. Starters.
Okay, the starters for tonight's Harbor Beach Pirates. You have number 2, Andrew Caban. Number 4, Skyler Cruz. Number 10, Benson Harper. Number 24, Luke Bisher. And number 40, Matt Geiger. The Harbor Beach Pirates are coached by Ron Rubel. And now for the Sandusky Wolves, number 3, Gavin Phillips. Number 5, Blake Oswald. Number 15, Brandon Champeau. Number 23, Jack Betts. And number 32, Carter Schell. And just like that, the Harbor Beach Pirates are on the board. They won the tip, and a 2-pointer up and good by Benson Harper.
It's 2-0 at the 7:51 mark. A 3-point attempt there taken by number 15 with the miss. Brandon Champeau, that was from the right wing. Schell gets the rebound offensively. Blake Oswald, who returns from injury, takes a shot for 2 and ties it up for Sandusky on the left side of the glass with a short jumper. And we've got a tie 2-2.
Caban with the ball for the Pirates on top. He's directing his offense. He dribbles down to the left side. He passes it inside to number 4, Cruz. Cruz up and good for 2.
What a nice pass that was. It looked smooth. I mean, one-hander, and just pumped it in there and just placed it perfectly. That kid should be a quarterback.
Oswald with the shot from the corner. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Geiger. Geiger gets it up to Caban. Caban takes it coast to coast. Oh. Euro step. No good for the shot. Rebounded by Phillips inside.
Yeah, he had a nice little slide there. Sliding glide, but it got away with it. Oswald attacking the glass. He'll take the foul, though. There you go. Going on to the inside?
Yes.
Looks like it was a deflection, though,
yep,
right?
Deflection, okay. Out of bounds. Sandusky's ball there. But that's what Sandusky needs, is to attack the basket.
All right, it is 4-2. Harbor Beach with the lead. You saw the speed about Andrew Caban was telling you about. This is your first time seeing Harbor Beach.
Yes.
So this is a treat for you.
Yes. Sandusky inbounds the ball. Number 15, Champeau with the 3. It's no good. Rebound inside by Schell. His shot's no good. Rebound and put back by Oswald is no good, but he will go to the line for two.
Carter Shell, the sophomore, again attacking those boards, trying to get the putback. Oswald tried to follow it up. He draws a foul, staying on the inside. That was after a three-point miss by Jack Betts. But this time, compared to the Brown City game, those guys are underneath the boards here this time in the first half.
Oswald's first free throw is up and good. And that foul was on number two for the Pirates. Caban, his first, team's first.
Nice to see Oswald back in this team, back from injury.
Oswald's second free throw is up and good. Ties the score at four with 6:35 left in the first quarter.
Second tie of the game here.
Benson Harper with the ball. He drives coast to coast. Layup up and good. Ooh. For the Pirates.
Able to answer back. 6-4, 6:25 mark. Sandusky with possession. Champeau pass over to number three, Gavin Phillips. Oswald looking, trying to sit a pick there on Caban defensively. Betts tries to sit a pick for the point guard as well. Bounce pass inside, looking for Shell, but intercepted, taken away. Benson Harper will pick it up. Bounce pass to the right side for the layup for two, and draws that shot. Number 40, Matt Geiger, he makes a shot, and it counts, and he'll go for the three-point play. 8-4, trying to convert.
The foul on Sandusky, number three, Gavin Phillips. His first, team first. That will send Geiger to the line for one.
Pretty good showing here on a Wednesday night. It's full on one side, scattered on the other side, but pretty nice and full. He got the upper deck pulled out.
Geiger's free throw is no good. Rebound tipped away by Harbor Beach. It'll be Sandusky ball. And then they've got the little cheerleaders that fill up that one corner of the gym there.
And they're cheering.
Yeah.
They're in the stands cheering tonight. So, yeah, they're filling out that corner up really nice here at the Al DeMott Court at the Marcus Hunt Gymnasium. It is 8-4, under six to go here in the first quarter. Harbor Beach with the lead.
Betts with the ball for the Wolves. He pulls up, jumper from the free throw line. Good.
Fadeaway shot makes it 8-6. Betts making his first points at the 5:40 mark.
Caban with the ball for the Pirates. He comes off a screen set by Cruz up on top to Geiger.
Gavin Phillips stayed on that. Yeah, yes. Didn't pick up the pick there, so.
Caban with the ball. He looks to drive inside. Kicks it back out to number 24, Bisher. Bisher back on top to Caban. Caban with the ball. Gets it inside to Geiger.
Some of these Sandusky players are outsized, but they're doing a pretty good job in his zone defense in the paint. Harper moves in for the shot. He pumps one in. I think I heard a whistle. There was three defenders underneath there.
Count that basket, and he goes to the line for a three-point play opportunity here. Foul on number 32, Carter Shell. His first, team second. Sandusky goes to their bench here right away. Brings in number 10, Riley Locke, off the bench.
5:12 mark.
Benson Harper's his first free throw is up and no good. Rebound inside by number four, Cruz.
You can't rest underneath a basket like that and a free throw miss. And Sandusky paid for it. Two quick points there by Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach on top, 12-6 at the five-minute mark in the first quarter. Gavin Phillips with the ball, walks it across the timeline, gives it over to Oswald. Oswald looks to drive. He pulls it back out, gives it to Phillips. Phillips on the right elbow. Gives it back to Oswald on top. Over to Phillips. Phillips looks to drive.
They're looking for some space in the paint. Phillips taking a shot for two, and he does draw the foul.
And he will go to the line for two for the Wolves.
We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
One out of two free throws made by Phillips. Harbor Beach has possession, and Oswald takes the steal for the Sandusky Wolves. It is 12-7 with the Harbor Beach Pirates leading. Champeau with the ball over to Phillips. Phillips from the inside left wing swishes it. It's 12-9. Phillips with a jumper. 4 minute mark and counting in the first quarter. Harbor Beach with the ball. Caban with it at the point. Pass off to number four. Skyler Cruz bounce pass down the right lane for two. No good by Geiger. And rebounded by number 10, Riley Locke. And Sandusky has possession. Jack Betts down the right lane. Up for two. Lays it up. No good. Geiger pulls down the rebound over to Benson Harper for Harbor Beach. On the right side, Harper attacks the glass and two defenders. And he goes high against the glass and makes it for two. 14-9. Harbor Beach with the lead. 3:22 mark.
Benson Harper with a quick 8 points already.
Gosh. Sandusky with possession. Phillips with the dribble at the top of the point near the timeline. Trying to get some play set up in direction. We have a whistle call by the official.
Foul on Harbor Beach number four, Skyler Cruz. That is his second, team third.
If you, former coach, this is when you bring your...
Yes.
Subbing, right?
So, yeah. And that was not a smart foul by Skyler Cruz, because that was off ball, not even close to the play. You just can't pick up that foul away from the ball this time of the game.
Peyton Rogenbuck will come in as a sub here for Harbor Beach. Phillips with the dribble. Caban on him on defensively for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Pick set by Locke. Locke pulls away into the left corner for three. Swish! Left corner, number 15, Champeau, and it's 14-12 just like that.
Caban with the ball for the Pirates. He dribbles it across the timeline into the front court. He shoots a three-pointer from the left wing, no good. Rebound inside by Oswald. He gets it up to Betts. Betts gets it across the timeline in a hurry. Betts, his three-point shot attempt is up and no good. Rebound inside by Geiger for the Pirates. He gives it across to Benson Harper. Benson Harper, he looks to drive. He drives right down the middle, and his shot is blocked by Champeau. Champeau looks to drive coast to coast. His shot is no good. Rebound put back by Betts is good for two.
That was a nice follow-up after the missed shot. Betts right there to meet it with a quick layup on the putback in midair like you're playing a game of force and ties it up. Third tie of the game, 14-all, with 2 minutes to go here.
Caban with the ball for the Pirates. Benson Harper goes back door. He hits Harper for two. And that puts Harbor Beach back on top, 16-14, with 1:50 left in the first quarter. Jack Betts with the ball. He dribbles into the right corner. He gets it back out on top to Oswald. Back to Betts on the right wing. Oswald looks to set a screen for Betts. Betts closely guarded there. He looks to drive down the middle. His shot is up and good for two.
Jack Betts with another shot for two ties up. He actually kind of pushed the arm away there against his defender. 16-16, our fourth tie of the game.
Caban, he gets the ball inside to Geiger. Geiger underneath. His shot is up, no good. Rebound by number 10, Riley Locke for the Wolves. He gets it up on top to Betts. That was great defense by Riley Locke, just going straight up and making Geiger's shot even that much more hard for him to try to complete that shot.
Yeah, and Betts, you know, you might have tried a couple shots from the outside, and that last shot went right into the inside to fight that defender off.
Ball on top to number 10, Riley Locke. He gets it over to Champeau. Champeau over to Oswald. Oswald on the left wing. He dribbles it back up on top. Less than a minute here in the first quarter. It's all tied at 16. Betts with the elbow jumper. His shot is up, no good. Rebound by number 24 for the Pirates, Luke Bisher.
Slight fadeaway jumper from the free throw line inside that right elbow. The Harbor Beach ball with 30 seconds to go here. It's all tied up, 16-all. The Andrew Caban going to the high post. Left elbow takes a shot for two. No good. Saved by Sandusky. Jack Betts, and he'll hold up. And Harbor Beach will pull back. With 15 seconds to go here, it's 16-16. Let's see if Sandusky will just hang on to it here with 10 seconds to go here and see if they can get the lead. Betts asking for a pick. He'll go to the inside. Stops. Takes a shot for two. He thought he was fouled. I think he might have been fouled there.
Yeah.
Well, a second left. Half-court shot. No good. It's 16-16 at the end of the first quarter. All tied up between Harbor Beach and Sandusky. High school boys basketball here in WBGV 92.5.
You asked and we listened. The Google Pixel has officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. The Google Pixel 10 and the Pixel 9a, both in sleek obsidian black, are now available at Thumb Cellular, and both at incredibly low prices. Pixel features the purest form of Android. Built by Google and powered by Google, it's backed by an industry-leading 7 years of updates, so your phone stays smarter longer. Inside, you get the power of the Google Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, helping you take better photos, stay organized, and get more done every day. But that's not all. If you're looking for something else, Thumb Cellular is offering free phones with an upgrade or a new line activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. And browse all our current offers and savings by visiting thumbcellular.com/deals. That's thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's all tied up 16-16 between the Harbor Beach Pirates and Sandusky Wolves. Shot attempt of about 5 seconds by both teams did not drop. Number 11 in the game here, Caden Nichols for the Sandusky Wolves as they open up with possession with the dribble. Phillips, Gavin, pass over to Jack Betts, left wing, three-point range. Number two in the game, two, Braden Jones. He'll go up for a layup on floater. Nice to see your bench points come up good. And they take the lead 18-16 against the Harbor Beach Pirates to open up this second quarter. I do believe that's their first lead of the game.
Caban with the ball over to Geiger. Geiger gets it into Benson Harper. His shot is no good. He gets his own rebound, put back. And he is fouled and will go to the line for two shots.
We'll be right back.
Farmers, rev up your engines and get set to save during Parts Week, February 9th to the 14th at your nearest Tri-County Equipment John Deere store. This is your opportunity to get your parts at the lowest off-season savings. With the largest parts inventory in the area, Tri-County Equipment has access to over 500,000 parts. You can also save 12% on John Deere filters and 10% on packaged oil. And this is the perfect time to stock up on all the other parts that you'll need at preseason savings. So make out that list and check it twice and remember the dates. Monday, February 9th through Saturday, February 14th. Parts Week at your John Deere headquarters, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Tri-County. We got it all.
Harper's free throws are good. He makes two. Three-point attempt missed by Sandusky. Harbor Beach gets possession and a shot made by Andrew Caban and takes the lead 20-18. Harbor Beach leading. 6:40 to go and counting here in the second quarter, first half.
Jack Betts with the ball on top for the Wolves here. He comes off a Caden Nichols screen. Over the ball over to Braden Jones on the right wing. Jones looks to drive inside. Ball is stripped away by Harper, but Harper gets called for a travel on the floor. It will be Sandusky's ball underneath their own basket.
6:22 to go here. It's 20-18. Harbor Beach with a lead. Sandusky to take it up from the baseline, left side of the glass. Gavin Phillips with it. And he gets it in quickly. A short jumper for Champeau, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's loose and picked up by Matt Geiger to Caban. Caban with a dribble to the left wing. Hands it off to Benson Harper, number 10. He'll make a move one-on-one. It'll be a foul on Sandusky. Got too close in the defense. There'll be number 11, Caden Nichols, on Benson Harper. Harper was attacking the left side of the glass.
That is Caden Nichols' first foul. Sandusky's second here in the second quarter.
20-18 from the baseline, left side of the glass. Number 24, Luke Bisher will throw it in. Shout out to JB, Jonathan Bisher, if he's listening to this game. High and to top of the point to Andrew Caban. Coming down to 6 minutes left here in the first half. Harbor Beach leading 20-18. A pass over to the right side, right corner. The number 14, Rogan Messing. Back to Caban, over to Harper now. Harper asking for a pick. He'll get it. He loses the ball, though. Still loose. And Messing has it and gives it back to Harper. Harper back with the dribble to the left side. Trying to make a spin move. And we have a whistle called.
That foul is on number 11, Caden Nichols. His second, team third here in the second quarter.
20-18, Harper Beach with a lead, 5:39 to go. They'll throw it in from the right sideline.
And that's what I was talking about in pregame there, the keys to the game, those loose balls on the floor. Sandusky almost came up with that one, but they keep doing a good job of it. One of these times they're going to come away with that ball. So just keep forcing Harbor Beach into these turnover opportunities here.
Three fouls right now for Sandusky in this period. None for Harbor Beach at this point. 5.5 to go. Caban with it at the high post. Bounce pass to Bisher. Bisher pulls out to the point. Back to Caban. Caban leaning in with a shoulder over to the right side to Bisher to the right corner. Bounce pass inside to Geiger. Geiger posting up for two on the right side. 4-point lead now for the Harbor Beach Pirates. With Geiger making that shot at the 5:50 mark. Sandusky with possession, almost loses it. Betts will receive it after a pass from one of his players. I do believe it was Champeau. Number four in the game here, it's Marvin Kritzman III. Loose ball, and last touched by Harbor Beach. We have Oswell, Marvin Kritzman III out here, Jack Betts, Brandon Champeau, and number two, Braden Jones on the floor for the Wolves. From the baseline, right side of the glass, Oswell. I'll tell you what, the headband is a popular garments here,
yes,
for Sandusky. Loose ball picked up after the inbounds pass. Harbor Beach will have it. Far pass and a good box out for Sandusky to take back possession.
Heads up play there by Champeau of just boxing out number 24, Luke Bisher, on that play, not letting him get that ball, so it'll go out of bounds. So Sandusky retains possession here. Oswald walks the ball across the timeline for the Wolves. He comes off a double screen. Over to number two, Jones. Jones looks to drive inside. His free throw line jumper is up and good.
Fadeaway jumper makes it 22-20. He's got 4 points in this quarter, I believe.
Caban, he walks the ball across the timeline for the Pirates. He pulls it back, gets it to Geiger. Geiger inside to number 10. Harper, his shot is up and good for two.
Answers back, 24-20. 4:10 mark to go here in the first half, second period. Oswald with it for Sandusky at the point. He'll dribble over to Braden Jones at the right wing. Jones back up top to Oswald. Blake Oswald back to Jones at the right wing, 3-point range. Geiger pulls out away from the paint. And a loose ball, and Geiger will get it after Harper was on his back. He just threw the ball back and said, go get it. Geiger to post up. He misses the shot, but he'll go for free throws when we come back.
When it comes to surgery, feeling comfortable and confident in your care matters. At McKenzie General Surgery, you can receive trusted surgical care right here, close to home. Our team is led by Dr. Zarish Khan and Dr. Lindsay Rick, two experienced surgeons who believe in treating every patient with respect, compassion, and a personal approach. McKenzie General Surgery offers a wide range of inpatient and outpatient services, including preventative procedures like colonoscopies and EGDs, common surgeries such as gallbladder removal and hernia repair, and advanced wound care to support healing and recovery. Backed by a dedicated care team and modern technology, our focus is always on your comfort, safety, and long-term health. McKenzie General Surgery, experienced surgeons, personalized care, close to home. Learn more or schedule a consultation, visit mckenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565. 810-648-0565.
One out of two free throws made by Geiger. 25-20 now. Largest lead of the game for Harbor Beach or for either team. And it's 25-20. Looks like Sandusky loses the ball when they've got the ball back here. And it'll be Harbor Beach ball. What happened?
Braden Jones just lost possession of the ball when he was driving inside and it went out of bounds. Good hustle play there. Just lost the touch of it there at the end.
Harper attacking the glass again. He knocks a shot down and draws a foul. 27-20. Another new lead here for Sandusky. And that's five fouls.
And that foul is on number five, Blake Oswald. His first, team fifth. So every foul from here on out in this quarter, Harbor Beach will go to the line for two.
27-20. New large lead of the game.
Benson Harper's free throw is up and rattles that one in.
28-20 now. Three-point play completed.
Gavin Phillips with the ball for the Wolves. He walks across the timeline. Phillips over to Kritzman the third on the right wing. Kritzman with it. Back on top to number three, Gavin Phillips. His three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound fought for inside, come away with by Kritzman. Kritzman back on top to Phillips. Phillips over to Oswald. Oswald off the screen. And we've got an illegal screen on number 32, Carter Schell.
It's an offensive foul.
That is Schell's first, I think.
And
that with being an offensive foul, yeah. That's Schell's second foul. So with it being an offensive foul,
no free throws
attempted here. So, but that'll force Coach Hale to put Schell back on the bench with two fouls here with 2 minutes left, 2:45 in the first half.
28-20, Harbor Beach with the lead. Caban with the dribble. Being challenged by Gavin Phillips. Caban goes around after a pick set by Bisher. Caban goes up for two and powers his way on the side of the glass. Make it 30-20, a big 10-point lead here for Harbor Beach. Caban with a shot. 2.5 to go and counting. Three-point attempt, no good. Might look like Riley Locke from the left wing. And we have a whistle called.
The foul is on number 10. Benson Harper, his first, team's first.
Team's first foul here in the quarter, so.
Sandusky's ball underneath.
Got to get in before the time, and he just before the last second to get that ball in before the five-second call. Phillips with it after the inbounds pass over to Jack Betts. Betts at the point. Can't get inside. Bisher playing close to him. Bisher would put his hand in his face as he goes for three, no good. Caban would leap up out of nowhere and snatches the rebound defensively down the left lane for two, no good. Champeau grabs the rebound defensively for Sandusky. A whistle's cloud, a call, and there will be a timeout here on WBGB. It's 30-20. Harbor Beach will lead with 1:58 to go here.
Best wishes to the area teams in sports competition from everyone at Sandusky Concrete. For more than 50 years, Sandusky Concrete has been serving the concrete needs of the Thumb and Blue Water area. Whether it's a concrete project for your business, farm, or residence, the pros at Sandusky Concrete will do the job right. For information or a quote, call 810-648-2627. That's Sandusky Concrete and Supply, located on M46 just east of town. Be sure to enjoy the game.
Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Timeout taken by the Sandusky Wolves. 30-20. 10-point lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates with 1:58 to go here. Second period of the first half.
Harbor Beach is outscoring Sandusky 14-4. In the second quarter. We talked about those slow quarters that Sandusky just could not afford to have, and they're in the midst of one right now. Sandusky with the ball coming out of the timeout. Phillips, he walks it across the timeline. Phillips drives down inside, and he is fouled on the way to the basket. That will be Sandusky's ball underneath their own basket.
I don't think there's no shot attempt there.
Nope.
So
that foul is on number five. Number five for Harbor Beach.
That's Elijah Sharovsky. Long shot for two inside the left wing. Switches it. Jack Betts ends the drought for Sandusky. 30-22. 8-point lead. Betts with the two.
And if you're Sandusky here, you want to get this score under 5 points here before going into the half.
Tack in the glass. And he loses the ball, but it was knocked out by Sandusky. And they thought maybe Harper might have had it by the fingertips.
Great play there by number 10, Riley Locke, for the Sandusky Wolves, of tipping that ball away from Benson Harper so he couldn't get down and score in the layup there.
All right, Harper from the left side of the glass baseline, on their side of the court. Up top to number 5, Elijah Sharovsky throws over to number 14, Rogan Messing. To the right corner to Bisher. Three-point range, bounce pass inside, trying to post up. It looks like Geiger there. Ball is slapped out by Sandusky. Bisher will pick it up and save it for Harbor Beach. 1:15 to go here in the first half. Stolen away by Betts. 2-on-1. Betts spins, and he'll be fouled. As number 14, Rogan Messing, was not going to allow him to escape and get the points. And kind of hugged him a little bit. Pat him on the back and said, hey, it's cool.
I think it was
Danny Hill didn't want the intentional. He wants the intentional.
And it was one of them fouls where he was going to not let him get an easy layup, but he didn't want him to fall. So just a little bit. It just looked a lot worse than it actually was.
All right. Sobey Sandusky ball, left side of the glass from the baseline. But 1 minute and 10 seconds to go. High. Not a great pass there. There's a stolen away there by Harbor Beach Bisher. Bisher leans in.
Blocked out of bounds there by Sandusky. Harbor Beach will take possession there. Number five, Blake Oswald, thought he was going to be able to get the charge call there.
And I thought he was set there, leaning shoulder there by Bisher. And you can hear the fans a little bit antsy about that. Went down to a minute on the inbounds pass. Harbor Beach ball. And it'll be Caban with it at the point. Goes to the left side. Bounce pass over to left corner to Bisher. To Caban for three. Left wing. Swish! 33-22. Caban with the three-point shot. 45 seconds to go and counting.
Betts with the ball for the Wolves. He has the ball on the top there by the timeline. Gives it over to Champeau. Champeau's got it on the left wing. He looks inside. Ball stripped away by Geiger there for the Pirates.
Too much of a floater there for Harbor Beach to zip in there with their speed to take that away.
Benson Harper with the ball on top. Coach Rubel calling for a 1-4 low set here. Get an isolation play for Harper. Down to 12 seconds and counting in the second quarter here. Harper with the ball, guarded closely there by Blake Oswald. Harper looks like he's going to take it all the way down for the last second. Harper with a mid-range shot up and no good. Harper's second shot is up and good.
They counted?
They counted the basket there to make it 35-22. Harbor Beach with the lead at the end of the first half.
That was right at the left, like a half a second left on there. And it got away from his hands as time wind down. 2 point by Harper at the near buzzer, or pretty much the buzzer shot there. And it is 35-22, the new largest lead of the game here for the Harbor Beach Pirates against the Sandusky Wolves at the half when we come back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our halftime report brought to you by Nutrien Egg. We'll be coming back here in just a moment.
Phew, okay, I'm almost done with this report, then I can finally go to sleep. Your PC has encountered a fatal error?
If your computer's memory failed right now, what data would you lose? Photos, financial records, customer files, years of work, all gone in an instant.
Wait, all my files are just... they're just gone!
Don't let this happen to you. With data retention solutions from the EBS tech team, your data is protected and always accessible. And data loss doesn't just happen from hardware failure. It can come from human error or the unthinkable, like a fire or a flood. That's why the EBS tech team's data retention solutions automatically back up your files to secure, off-site storage with no extra equipment needed. And it's all backed by the professional local support you've come to expect from the EBS tech team. Get peace of mind for an affordable cost. Call the EBS tech team today to find out more. 888-282-4943. Or stop by our Pigeon or Sandusky locations. The EBS tech team, supporting your tech needs since 2008.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special Graf weather statement.
Icy roads equal vehicle mishaps, and if this happens, you might as well take it to the number one collision department in the area, Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky. Our body shop technicians are experienced and ready to tackle any body damage thrown their way, whether it's collision or a deer hit. Graf can get the job done quickly and get you back on the road. Graf works well with all insurance companies and on all makes and models, so why would you go anywhere else? Stop in and see Tina or Zach at Graf Chevrolet's Body Shop in Sandusky for your no-obligation estimate.
We now return you to your regular scheduled program.
Every day is a great day to visit the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky, especially when you can take advantage of their daily specials. On Mondays, get a free medium drink with a basket meal. Tuesday, it's two Coney dogs and a medium drink for $6. Wednesday, it's a dollar off on salads and $3.99 banana splits and parfaits. Thursdays, get a dollar off on all shakes. And Friday, enjoy the fish sandwich combo for a dollar off And oh yes, the garlic parmesan chicken strips are back at the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open Sunday through Thursday till 10, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Aspire's new Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, located at 650 West Sanilac Road, is open and serving your healthcare needs. It's your new home for family medicine, pediatrics, urgent care, podiatry, lab draws, and x-rays, all in one convenient location. The team includes Dr. Melanie Kramer, MD, Family Medicine, Nurse Practitioner Brittany Selleck, Pediatrics, Kara Martin, PA, Urgent Care, Devin Ricks, DPM, Podiatry. The clinic also offers lab draw services and x-ray services. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Kramer or Brittany Selleck, call 989-912-6790. At Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, their team looks forward to serving you in a friendly, community-focused environment. Aspire Rural Health System. For a healthier future, visit aspirerhs.org to learn more. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back. It is halftime. Sorry for that little moment of silence there. It was 16-16 at the end of the first period there. We had one, two, three, four different ties in this first period. Harbor Beach led throughout most of that game pretty much, other than the ties. At one point, it was 12-6 for Sandusky Tribe, crawling back there, 14-9. Two-minute mark, it was 14-14 at the end. 16-16. I do believe Betts made one of those last shots there. And then to open up, Sandusky took the lead briefly, 18-16 at the 7:40 mark. Another tie. And that was the last tie of this first half in the second period, 18-18, after the free throws by Benson Harper at the 7:25 mark. He started to pull away, 22-18. Geiger at the 5:15 mark making a shot. 25-20 was one of the largest leads of the game, 30 at the 3:42 mark in the second. Then they extended it, 27-20, 3:16 to go. Then a 10-point lead, Caban making a shot at the 2:30 mark, 30-20. He also made a three-point shot at the 45-second mark to make it 33-22. Harper making a half-second left, got it out of his hands as it went in midair, but time expired. And Harbor Beach leads 35-22 with a 13-point lead. Huge lead here for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, and it was a tale of different quarters there for the Sandusky Wolves. They were right in the game that tied at the end of the first quarter, and they only able to muster 6 points there in that second quarter, where if you're Harbor Beach, they had 16 points at the end of the first. They went on a run, scored 19 in the second quarter there. And we knew that coming into this game, Sandusky has had those quarters in the past where they go cold from the floor and just can't score. And we were hoping that we wouldn't see one tonight, and hope cost them the game here. So we'll see if they can come out of this in the third quarter and get some adjustments.
Benson Harper, leading scorer with how many points?
Yes, 19 points for Benson Harper. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. I'll go through here the scoring. We'll start with Sandusky here. Braden Jones has 4. Gavin Phillips with 3. Blake Oswald with 4. Brandon Champeau with 3. And Jack Betts with 8. Sandusky is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And for the Harbor Beach Pirates, they've got Skyler Cruz with 4, Matt Geiger with 5, Andrew Caban with 7, and Benson Harper with 19. And Harbor Beach is 4 of 7 from the free throw line as a team.
Okay.
So.
Wow. But Benson Harbor, 19 points at the half already and counting probably.
Yes.
We'll see what the adjustments are made by both these teams. What's the adjustment and advice you would say?
Well, you just got to limit those turnovers. And as Sandusky, you've got to keep looking to score. You've got to keep looking to go inside. Force Harbor Beach's hand. Go into those trees. Try to draw some fouls. Get to the free throw line. Because you know you can shoot good free throws from the free throw stripe. And one thing is they've got to limit Harbor Beach's ability to get out and run in transition. Because the Harbor Beach Pirates, they will run anybody out of the gym if you let them. They're just their team speed is unreal out there.
Yeah, and they're attacking the basket. They're shooting from the outside. They're making their free throws. They're drawing the fouls.
Yes.
Sandusky had a problem. You know, they're not giving up too many fouls. Harbor Beach has defensively. So,
I think if you're Coach Hale coming into the second half here, you know Betts is going to, or you know Harper's going to get his. You've just got to limit all the other people from getting those shots. Don't let your Andrew Cabans get wide open threes. Don't let Matt Geigers get the putback twos inside.
All right, we'll be right back here for second half action. It is 35-22, Harbor Beach leading the Sandusky Wolves here on WBGV 92.5 FM.
Tired of unreliable internet? Is your wireless connection lagging and not as fast as you thought it would be? Maybe it's time to switch to fiber to the home internet through TEC Fiber. TEC Fiber offers the fastest, most reliable internet technology available, which means you'll receive the best service possible. Plans start at $85 a month with additional discounts available and no installation fee. With our symmetrical 500 megabit per second plan, the entire family can stream, game, video chat, work from home, and more. We're building out our fiber network fast, so better internet may already be available to you. To check for service availability or register, go to www.tecmi.coop. Need tree work done, but not sure what it'll cost or even how to do it? Don't tackle it yourself. Call the experts at Big Ox Tree Service. They offer financing to fit your budget, serving all of mid-Michigan with expert tree trimming, pruning, removals, stump grinding, and full cleanup. Licensed and insured, Big Ox Tree Service also offers free estimates. From hazardous removals to routine trimming, they're reliable, safe, and strong enough for those big jobs. Call or text Big Ox Tree Service at 810-420-2759. Find them on Facebook or go to BigOxTreeService.com.
You asked and we listened. The Google Pixel has officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. The Google Pixel 10 and the Pixel 9a, both in sleek obsidian black, are now available at Thumb Cellular, and both at incredibly low prices. Pixel features the purest form of Android. Built by Google and powered by Google, it's backed by an industry-leading 7 years of updates, so your phone stays smarter longer. Inside, you get the power of the Google Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, helping you take better photos, stay organized, and get more done every day. But that's not all. If you're looking for something else, Thumb Cellular is offering free phones with an upgrade or a new line activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carrow Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. And browse all our current offers and savings by visiting thumbcellular.com/deals. That's thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Second half action about to begin. It is 35-22. Harbor Beach Pirates leading the Sandusky Wolves. A shout out to Libby, the student intern who made her 1,000th point last night at home in Deckerville. Mike Gallagher, the Salem County News, my Thumb Sportsline co-host, was able to make it. Tom Green made it too as well. I do believe the Sandusky Tribune was out there. Mike Gallagher has a nice write-up on the Facebook page and nice pictures there. So shout out to you, Libby, the intern. I'm making your 1,000th career points as a varsity player. Congratulations. It'll be the inbounds pass, Harbor Beach, to start things off here in the second half, leading 35-22 in the third quarter start. Trying to remain undefeated in league play. Sandusky trying to stay in this hunt. Harbor Beach will also have Ubley coming up Friday night. That game will be on WLBW Sports. You want to catch that one. The Harbor Beach still with the dribble. Slapped away and stolen away by Sandusky. Number four in the game, Skyler Cruz, as his dribble was stolen away by the Sandusky Wolves.
Phillips with the ball for the Wolves on top. Setting up a play. He drives down the right side. He passes it out to Oswald in the corner. His three is no good. Rebound inside by Phillips. His shot is up. No good. Rebound Harper. He gets it right up the court and out of bounds. Be Sandusky ball.
And Phillips fell hard in his elbow. He thought maybe he was fouled, but Harbor Beach loses the ball.
And that's what we were talking about at halftime, about Harbor Beach getting that ball. And they getting it right up right away using their speed. And unfortunately, that time it went out of bounds.
Yeah, I think about three or four of their fast break attempts have gone out of bounds.
Yes. So Sandusky with the ball. Shell with it on the right wing. He gives it over to Champeau. Champeau looks to drive it inside. He kicks it out to Phillips. Phillips drives back to Champeau. Over to Oswald. Back out to Champeau. Loose ball inside, taken away by Cruz. Up to Caban. Caban races across the timeline. He gives it to Harper. Harper drives baseline. He goes up, and his shot is blocked. Rebound there by Cruz. Over to Harper. Harper up and good for two for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
First point scored here in the second half, 37-22. 6:20 to go here in the third.
Phillips with the ball for the Wolves. Over to Jack Betts on the right wing. He gets doubled on top. Pulls it back out to near half court there.
Yeah, they quickly double team him on the top of the point, don't they, when Betts gets the ball.
Champeau's three from the left wing is no good. Rebound inside by Geiger. Geiger gets it up to Caban. Caban gets it up to Cruz right away. Cruz goes up for two.
And
he fouled there. Count that basket and a foul. That will send Cruz to the line for one.
39-22, 5:54 mark.
That foul is on number 15, Brandon Champeau, his first, team's first.
17-point lead for Harbor Beach in third. Make that 40-22, three-point play converted.
Oswald with the ball for the Wolves. He looks to drive down the right side. His shot is up, no good. Rebound inside, fought for, and we've got a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Sandusky here.
And the young Carter Shell there. Fighting for the rebound. Skyler Cruz right on top of him, the senior. The Sandusky ball, the jump ball in favor of, a 5:46 to go. 40-22, Harbor Beach leading. Bounce pass inside to number one, Rory Patterson in the game here for Sandusky to Champeau, to Blake Oswald. Left side back to Rory Patterson. Swings over to Champeau, NBA range, three-point. Attempt no good. Rebounded by Harbor Beach. Luke Fisher with it. Back over to Harper. He'll go to the point. Oswald still on defense on him. Harper up for a layup from the right side. Makes it for two. 20-point lead now. 42-22.
Champeau with the ball. He drives down left side. He goes up for a shot, and he is fouled. That will send him to the line for two.
We'll be right back.
Farmers, rev up your engines and get set to save during Parts Week, February 9th to the 14th at your nearest Tri-County Equipment John Deere store. This is your opportunity to get your parts at the lowest off-season savings. With the largest parts inventory in the area, Tri-County Equipment has access to over 500,000 parts. You can also save 12% on John Deere filters and 10% on packaged oil. And this is the perfect time to stock up on all the other parts that you'll need at preseason savings. So make out that list and check it twice, and remember the dates: Monday, February 9th through Saturday, February 14th. Parts Week at your John Deere headquarters, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Tri-County, we got it all.
One out of two free throws made by Sandusky, making it 42-23. Champeau misses the first, makes the second. Harbor Beach ball. Whistle was called. They get the inbounds pass to Harper. It's 42-23. Harper jump shot from the left. Elbow good. 44-23. Harper beats pretty much picking up where they left off.
Yes.
From the half. Harper over 20-plus points right now.
Crispin with the ball for the Wolves. He gives it up to Phillips. Phillips looks to drive inside. Kicks it back out to Crispin. Crispin goes up for his shot inside. And good for two.
That was a nice head fake there from him.
Sandusky, or Harbor Beach with the ball right back up the court. And Harper, good for two.
We have a whistle, I do believe?
Or we've got a flopping warning on Sandusky.
Oh, okay.
First one of them I've seen this year called here.
Okay.
So the official will go over and have him write it in the book, and he will let the coaches know. But it will remain Sandusky's basketball here. They are down 46-25 with 4:21 left in the third quarter.
I saw one made a couple times called with a Brown City Decker girls game. I won't say who got called for it. So 4:20 to go here. It's 46-25. Harbor Beach with the big lead here against the Sandusky Wolves. Making some moves. They'll take a jumper from the left lane. No good by Phillips. Rebounded by Matt Geiger. Doing a good job in the paint tonight with the rebounds. Fast break play. Cruz for two, and he knocks it in. 48-25.
Like we talked there, Harbor Beach, two dribbles, and they're scoring a layup here, getting the ball right up. Three-pointer attempt on the right wing by Champeau. No good. Rebound inside. Sandusky's ball.
He was looking at another attempt there, but holds up.
Patterson with the rebound there for the Wolves. Phillips with the ball. He looks to drive. Kicks it out to Champeau in the left corner. His shot is partially blocked. He gets his own rebound. Put back up inside and good for two.
Nice put back by Champeau after his three-point miss, but another fast break attempt for Geiger. He'll go for two and he's fouled.
That will send him to the line, Geiger to the line for two.
We'll be right back.
Best wishes to the area teams in sports competition from everyone at Sandusky Concrete. For more than 50 years, Sandusky Concrete has been serving the concrete needs of the Thumb and Blue Water area. Whether it's a concrete project for your business, farm, or residence, the pros at Sandusky Concrete will do the job right. For information or a quote, call 810-648-2627. That's Sandusky Concrete and Supply, located on M46 just east of town. Be sure to enjoy the game.
All right, 50-27. 14. Actually, they didn't count that last shot. Yeah, that wasn't.
Geiger split the pair there.
Okay.
From the free throw line for the Pirates.
So it is now 49-27. 3:15 to go here.
Champeau with a three from straight away. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Caban for the Pirates. Caban looks to push the ball here. Caban from the right wing. He gives it over in the corner to number 24, Luke Bisher. Bisher gives it inside to Geiger.
Geiger is double-teamed there in the right low block. Whistle's calling. He gets out of bounds. His back foot of his shoe stepped on the out-of-bounds line underneath the basket. So it'll be Sandusky Wolves ball. A little bit of a break here, but that's due to the double-team defense keeping him tight underneath the basket. He had nowhere to really go and kind of fell back a little bit there. Good spot there about the official paying attention to that. So 2:45 to go here. It's 49-27. Harbor Beach with the lead against the Sandusky Wolves. Jack Batts back in the game. Goes to the right corner. Passes it off to Oswald. Oswald goes to the inside of the paint. Pitches it out to Kritzman. Kritzman inside the paint. Will go up for two, and he knocks it in. Marvin Kritzman the third to make it 49-29 to make the crowd fired up here and cheer for that one. 20-point lead. Whistle's called. It looks like he loses the ball on a travel.
Traveling there by Matt Geiger for the Pirates. Again, Harbor Beach looked to push the ball. They looked to get out and run, and Geiger just got a little ahead of himself and tripped and fell and got called for the travel.
So Sandusky takes back possession. Blake Oswald with the dribble. Caban on him defensively. Oswald asking for a little bit of help. He's now double-teamed. Flips over to Rory Patterson. Over to Kritzman to the left. To Riley Locke. Betts in the game asking for it. The left low block. Betts will move around, but the ball will be going to the right corner. The Patterson and blocked by Harper, but saved by Patterson for Sandusky. Oswald's ball almost taken away by Andrew Caban there. So Harper Beach still playing defensively here. Batson will get the ball, dishes it off to Kritzman. Kritzman had an open look. He's got to take that shot. Yeah. It'll be Oswell up for two, draws the foul. He'll go to the line for two, I believe, and we'll be right back.
Living with a chronic condition could take a lot out of you, especially your time, energy, and patience. At McKenzie Infusion Center, we're here to make treatment easier, more convenient, and closer to home. We provide advanced infusion therapy and injections for conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis, all designed to help manage symptoms and support your quality of life. That means less time on the road with flexible scheduling that fits your routine and care delivered by a skilled, compassionate team you can trust. No long drives, no added stress. Just personalized treatment, advanced therapies, and a comfortable environment right here in Sandusky. If you or a loved one is managing a chronic condition, we're here to help. Call 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/infusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, where advanced treatment meets personal care.
Welcome back. First free throw made by Blake Oswell for Sandusky. Second free throw no good, but there was a technical foul before the free throws were made. Jeremy?
Yeah, there was a technical called on number four, Skylar Cruz, for the Harbor Beach Pirates while they were administering the free throws. So that will, Sandusky will have two free throws from the foul for Blake Oswald. Now they'll send Jack Bett to the line here for two for the technical free throws. First one is up and good for the technical free throw for Betts. Betts gets the second free throw here.
And I believe they get possession too.
Yes.
So
Betts' second free throw is good. So this could be a six-point swing if Sandusky is able to capitalize on this play here.
All right, so they made three out of four free throws, and now they get possession at the 1:35 mark, third period, 49-32.
And that is Cruz's fourth foul as well for the Harbor Beach Pirates. So we'll see if that plays into effect here come late in the second half. Number 10, Locke with the ball. He gives it on top to Oswald. Oswald over to number four, Kritzman. Kritzman inside to Betts, but he is fouled. And that foul is on number two, Andrew Caban. That is his second, team's fourth here in the third quarter. Sandusky will have possession under their own basket.
Oh,
stolen away by Harper there for the Pirates. He gets it up to Caban. Caban drives down inside. His shot from the free throw line is up and good.
What a swish there. He's making it look easy out there. 51-32, Caban with those 2 points.
Betts with the ball. He drives left down the left lane. His shot up, no good. Rebound inside by Geiger. Geiger clears the ball to Benson Harper. He walks it across the timeline.
That time Sandusky defensively was prepared for that fast break. So
Harper with the ball. He refuses the screen, goes left. His shot is up and good and fouled.
53-32, trying to convert the three-point play now. Harper was triple-teamed right there in the paint when he made that shot.
And that foul was on number 10, Riley Locke. His first, team's fourth. That will send Benson Harper to the line for one to look to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with 42.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach on top, 53-32. Harper's free throw is no good. Rebounded by Nichols. He gets it up to Oswald. Oswald across to Betts. Back to Oswald here on the left wing. Back on top to Betts. Betts, long gun from 3-point. Oh. Up and good.
College, maybe NBA range shot there. 53-35, Betts with it.
Caban with the ball for the Pirates. He walks in across the timeline here.
Well, we were here when he made a buzzer three-point half-court shot.
Against the Brown City Green Devils there. So he's got the range. Benson Harper with it on top now. Down to 10 seconds left. He's guarded there by Oswald. Harper with the ball. Right on top. His three from straight away is no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Oswald's three-point shot is up and no good.
Down at the end of the third, it's Harbor Beach leading 53-35 here in WPGV 92.5 FM. Harbor Beach with the lead against Sandusky Wolves. We'll be right back in our final frame.
You know, a lot has changed over the past three decades when it comes to the Internet.
Thankfully, those dial-up days are long behind us, but one thing has stayed consistent, EBS Broadband's commitment to keeping our Thumb communities connected. For 30 years, EBS Broadband has been the Thumb region's preferred provider of internet connectivity. From the days when going online required a dial tone, to today's advanced fiber network, we've grown with our communities, along with the ways we work, connect, and play. And as technologies continue to advance, ABS Broadband is right in step, constantly investing in new technologies, expanding availability, and preparing for the future. This is all to provide you, our neighbors and customers, with the best Wi-Fi experience. The 30th anniversary celebration is just getting started, so follow along on the ABS Broadband Facebook page for special events, giveaways, and happenings. Not a customer? Let's change that. Visit absbroadband.com. Or call us at 888-282-4932 to experience the local difference we provide. ABS Broadband, keeping you connected to what matters most.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, 53-35 at the end of the third as we start our final period. Harbor Beach with the lead against the Sandusky Wolves. They open up a possession. The Pirates will. It'll be Benson Harper. Still with the dribble. Defensively, it'll be number 11 on him. Defensively, Caden Nichols. Pass over to Geiger. Whistle's go. Actually, he stepped on the baseline. That's twice for Sandusky underneath their own basket. Sandusky Wolves ball with the dribble. Blake Oswald, number 5. They'll have it. Bounce pass over to Riley Locke. Over to Caden Nichols. Ball is knocked loose, but saved by Nichols as he was trying to feed it to Betts. Back up top to Oswell. Swings it over number 2, Braden Jones. Inside, Jones with the floater for 2. Does not hit. Saved by Locke offensively. Try to take a shot, but that was going to hit underneath the glass. Should have just kind of held on to it and got some help there.
Benson Harper clears it for the Pirates. He walks it across the timeline. Over to number 24, Luke Bisher on the right wing. Bisher back on top to Caban. Caban looks to drive down the baseline. He kicks it out to number 14, Rogan Messing. Messing back to Caban on top. Caban inside, his step through up and good for 2. Making the score, Harbor Beach 55, Sandusky 35. Betts with an elbow jumper up and good for 2. Right from the elbow jumper there for Jack Betts, making the score 55-37, Harbor Beach on top.
In the fourth period.
Caban with the ball. He looks to drive down inside, and he is fouled. It'll be Harbor Beach ball inside.
So what is Harper at right now at the end of the third?
The end of the third quarter, Harper was at 29 points.
29, okay.
Oof. The foul there on Braden Jones, his third, team's first here in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach's ball on top to Caban. Caban looks to drive. He pulls it back. Guarded there by Phillips. Stolen away by Oswald. Oswald looks to drive down the left side. He goes coast to coast, and the ball is tipped away there.
He's just got to take that chance. Yes. You know, he had two defenders on him. Might have been able to draw a foul there.
Yeah, they were retreating, so if I was him, look for the contact, go up through it. You're going to either get called for the foul for the free throws or knocked out of bounds again. So.
I mean, he's trying to think the right decision. Yeah. Try to be team player. But sometimes, when you're going to that fast break, take it. Three-point shot attempt, no good. Pulled away by Betts with the offensive rebound after the three-point miss by Gavin Phillips. Oswald will take the three, hits the back of the rim, no good. And pulling down the rebound, Benson Harper. Of under 6 to go, it's 55-37. Harbor Beach with the lead.
Harper with the ball for the Pirates. Guarded there by Nichols on top. Benson Harper over to number 14, Rogan Messing on the left wing. Over to number 40, Matt Geiger. Geiger with it on top. He gives it over to Luke Bisher. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound inside by number 10, Riley Locke for the Wolves. He gives it up to Oswald. Oswald. He takes it down the court, gives it over to Nichols, over to Phillips on the left side. Phillips is fouled on the drive. He will get the ball out of bounds for Sandusky under their own basket.
5:19 to go here in the game. It's 55-37.
That foul is on number two, Andrew Caban, his third, team's first.
Some other interesting games on this Wednesday night. Ubley at KPAC tonight. Cassidy at Deckerville and boys, I believe. So
Matt Geiger with the steal there for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
A lot of cross-conference games tonight, too. Carroll at Dryden. Look at that one. Decent game there, huh?
Yeah.
Up for two. Good. That's Harbor Beach extended in lead, 57-37. Back to the 20-point lead. Who made that one?
Rogan Messing with the two-point shot there for the Pirates.
Sandusky Wolves ball for three. Again, deep range and another swish by Jack Betts. 57-40. Just start feeding the guy. Just make sure he gets open and starts knocking those down. Another same spot we had last time with those last three there. 57-40. Three-point shot by Betts.
Sandusky's just got to string together a couple of stops here and see if they can get back into it here. Still 4:25 left in the game. Caban with the ball. He gives it over to Geiger. Geiger up and good for two and a foul.
59-40.
That will send Geiger to the line to look to finish the old-fashioned three-point play here.
For Harbor Beach with the lead, three-point play attempt.
Geiger's had a couple of them tonight, the old-fashioned three-point try attempts.
Well, Harbor Beach got to the 46-point mark that you said they needed to. And that was 46-25, so maybe take this.
Geiger's free throw attempt is no good. Rebounded by Oswald. He gets it up to Champeau. Champeau's shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound, put back up and good.
It rolls slowly in there, but knocks it in. 59-42. Putback shots, very important for Sandusky. They didn't have much of that in the first half. Second half, much better.
Caban with the ball for the Pirates. He looks to drive down the lane. He dishes it off to Geiger. Geiger is fouled and will go to the line for two.
Caban looks like he's like ice skating out there.
Yes.
How fast and quick he is on the court.
And he's got the ball on a string. It just,
yes.
It,
But on the free throw line is Harbor Beach. We'll be right back.
Every day is a great day to visit the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky, especially when you can take advantage of their daily specials. On Mondays, get a free medium drink with a basket meal. Tuesday, it's two Coney dogs and a medium drink for $6. Wednesday, it's a dollar off on salads and $3.99 banana splits and parfaits. Thursdays, get a dollar off on all shakes. And Friday, enjoy the fish sandwich combo for a dollar off. And oh yes, the garlic parmesan chicken strips are back at the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open Sunday through Thursday till 10, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
One out of two free throws made by Geiger. Another three-point attempt from the same range there by Jack Betts coming back. And that's a miss, rebounded by Harbor Beach. But one out of two free throws makes it 60-42. Coming down to 3:20 left in the game. Caban with the ball. He'll take a jumper in the middle of the paint. Whistle will be blown.
Traveling violation on Caban there for the Pirates. That'll be the Wolves' ball.
I think there he was trying to do one of those triple axles moves like in ice skating.
That you'll see coming up in the Olympics.
Yes. Winter Olympics starting here soon. So
Friday, I think, is the opening ceremony.
Is it?
Yeah,
because I know that hockey teams will be off for a little bit there. 60-42. 3:10 to go in the game. It is Harbor Beach with the lead over the Sandusky Wolves. Betts wants the ball. He'll go to the right corner, into the left low block, and floats it in with an underhand layup. No good. And Geiger will pull down the rebound after the miss by Sandusky. And it'll be Harbor Beach ball. They lead with 2:50 to go here. 60-42. Harbor Beach leading Sandusky.
Harper with the ball on top. He's guarded there by Blake Oswald. Looks like Harbor Beach here is, they're okay with going into a little bit of a stall technique here.
Yeah, they didn't do the fast break the last time possession there, so.
Caban with the ball. He's double-teamed there. Over to number 24, Luke Bisher, on top to Benson Harper. Harper was double-teamed. He gets it back to Caban. He gets it in the corner to Messing. Messing gets it back to Harper. Harper with the ball on the left wing. He's double-teamed there. He'll get it over to Caban on top. Caban gets it over to Luke Bisher. Bisher back on top to Caban. Inside cool. to Geiger. Geiger goes up and good for two.
Nice bounce pass. Look-away bounce pass there from Caban to Geiger to the right side. 62-42, 20-point lead. Harbor Beach with a lead of 1:50 to go in counting.
Ooh. Oh.
Man, they're fighting for the ball there. Shell goes for a shot for two. Whistle was called. Someone fell hard to the floor there. Fighting for the loose ball.
And Sandusky foul on number 23, Jack Betts. So Harbor Beach will come out of there with the ball. Looks like both teams are going to empty their benches here.
Yep. Both teams are relenting. They kind of looked at each other. Yeah, you don't want to risk any injury to your starters.
No.
You know, especially when it comes playoff season, things get kind of crazy in playoff season.
Anything can happen,
yes.
So you want to make sure you're going into end of February, beginning of March, as healthy as you can be.
1:39 to go in the game, 62-42, inbounds pass here for Harbor Beach. Mass substitutions, as we said. Number 5 in the game, Elijah Sarovsky to number 32 in the game. Drew Nickran over to number 12, Pagan Rogenbuck. Peyton Rogemuck, who came into the game before. 42, Owen Rubel in the game. Along with number 30, Robbie Kilpatrick. He gets the ball. Can he go for two? Misses that one. Picked up by number 25, Brady Steeb in the game. Along with number 11, Cade Nichols, who's been on the floor earlier. And Roy Patterson back out here. Three-point shot by Sandusky. That was Steeb taking the shot. Marvin Critchman, the third, also on the floor here for Sandusky Wolves.
We've got a travel here on the Harbor Beach Pirates right at a minute. Harbor Beach on top, 62-42 with a minute left in the fourth quarter.
And who else? I think I got them all in here. Braden Jones also on the floor here for Sandusky.
Caden Nichols with the ball on top. He gives it over to number 2, Braden Jones. Braden Jones looks to drive baseline. He is fouled on the floor. The foul on number 30, Robbie Kilpatrick, for the Pirates. That will have Sandusky's ball underneath their own hoop.
Right side of the glass. Right in front of the cheerleaders. They're out here tonight. Inbounds to the right corner. Over to Rory Patterson. Three-point shot. Knocks it in. Hits the rim.
No.
But it hit the top.
Waved it off. No good.
Hit the top of the backboard, and it bounced in. So that shot is waved off after Braden Jones took that shot from the right corner. And it will be Harbor Beach ball.
It's a good shot if you're playing horse, though.
Yes. It's hard to repeat there. 62-42. 20-point lead here for Harbor Beach, who's going to take this win and remain undefeated in league play at 8-0. In league play. Just two losses on the regular season as well. Down to 20 seconds here in the game. Owen Rubel pass over to Drew Nickrand. Back to Rubel. Owen to Drew Nickrand with a dribble of 10 seconds to go in counting. Pass over up top. The instructions is just kind of dribble this ball around. Coach did give him a chance to shoot some points. And we're going to end the game right there. 62-42, the Harbor Beach Pirates winning over the Sandusky Wolves in a league game on WPGV 92.5 FM. Post-game report comes your way. We'll be right back.
From Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's Sam and Scott.
2025 is in the rearview mirror, and we plan on making history in 26. We have one remaining 25 Silverado, and we slashed the price on this truck in order to move it out.
You can save up to $15,700 on our remaining 25 Silverados on the lot. This includes demo savings, trade-in, and GM rewards, card sign, and spend. This truck retails for over $62,000. You can get this now for only $46,500. Loaded up with a V8 and leather, it'll be tough to beat this deal.
Current Chevy lessees can get into a very well-equipped 26 Silverado 2FL for as low as $292 a month. Or you can purchase this $55,000 truck for as low as $41,750.
If you're looking for a good pre-owned car, SUV, or truck, Car Bravo is now offering a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty on most vehicles on the lot.
And Car Bravo also offers financing with rates as low as 3.9% with prices starting at $11,900.
That's right, Sam. We currently have a good selection of three-quarter ton trucks and SUVs on the lot, as well as Suburbans with highly sought-after Duramax engines.
So start the new year off by saving big at Graff Chevrolet on M46 in Sandusky. See dealer for details.
Graff family, we're making friends.
Aspire's new Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, located at 650 West Sanilac Road, is open and serving your health care needs. It's your new home for family medicine, pediatrics, urgent care, podiatry, lab draws, and x-rays, all in one convenient location. The team includes Dr. Melanie Kramer, MD, Family Medicine, Nurse Practitioner Brittany Selleck, Pediatrics, Kara Martin, PA, Urgent Care, Devin Ricks, DPM, Podiatry. The clinic also offers lab draw services and x-ray services. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Kramer or Brittany Selleck, call 989-912-6790. At Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, their team looks forward to serving you in a friendly, community-focused environment. Aspire Rural Health System. For a healthier future, visit aspirerhs.org to learn more. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Tired of unreliable internet? Is your wireless connection lagging and not as fast as you thought it would be? Maybe it's time to switch to fiber to the home internet through TEC Fiber. TEC Fiber offers the fastest, most reliable internet technology available, which means you'll receive the best service possible. Plans start at $85 a month with additional discounts available and no installation fee. With our symmetrical 500 megabit per second plan, the entire family can stream, game, video chat, work from home, and more. We're building out our fiber network fast, so better internet may already be available to you. To check for service availability or register, go to www.tecmi.coop.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, the post-game show brought to you by Nutrien Ag. And it was the Harbor Beach Pirates defeating the Sandusky Wolves 62-42. You know, the first period there, Jeremy, it was 2-0. Harbor Beach opened up the score in Harper right away at 7:51 mark, but Ozor responds at the 7:20 mark to tie it up 2-2. Cruz with a shot, make it 4-2 at the 7:05 mark. Oswald making his free throws to tie it back up 4-4. So we had 1-2-3-4 ties in that first period. Harbor Beach ended up extending the lead at the 6-minute mark, make it 8-4. Betch responds with at the 5:40 mark, make it 8-6. And it ended up being 12-6 at one point in the near 5-minute mark. Champeau made a 3-point shot, 14-12, and then a tie at the 2-minute mark. And then Harbor Beach took the lead 16-14, but Betts ties it up at the 125 mark to make it 16-all. So you're looking at that. Hey, looking, you know, looking in good shape right there.
Yeah, like, if you're Coach Hale, you're like, hey, let's go. Let's keep this up. We're at home. We withstood their first battle, we thought.
Yeah, especially when they open up the second period with a two-point shot, making it 18-16, 7:40 mark. Harper, though, will tie it up with his free throws at the 7:25 to open up the second period. And then Harbor Beach, that was the final tie of the game, 18-18. Those were on free throws. Harbor Beach took the lead at the 640 mark and extended it at one point. Jones is right there. He helped out. He came off the bench for 4 points in that period to keep it close, 22-20. Then Harbor Beach made some free throws and two-point shots, making it 25-23, 42 mark, and they extended the lead to 27-20. Harper and Caban. Caban made it a 10-point lead, 30-20 at the 230 mark. Batch tried to close the gap there because of a little bit of a drought there at the 140 mark, made it 30-22. But then Harper and Caban with a three-point shot. Harper with a two-point shot with 0.5 tenths of a second left. At the half, it's 35-22.
Yeah.
And quite a big lead there, and they continue to maintain that lead. And, you know, Sandusky just really couldn't try to get back after that. You know, they had some great fast break plays here, Harbor Beach did. They opened up the scoring in the third period. They made it 42-22, a 20-point lead at the 5:10 mark there. You know, Sandusky tried to battle back late, making it 49-32 at one point. But so hard to catch back up at that point, you know.
Yeah.
So 62-42 was your final score in that little bit of a recap. Betts made some big three-point shots, you know. He made one. There was free throws made and then a technical. Sandusky got possession. So that's something that coach didn't like here. Rubel for Sandusky. But Betts made some three-point shots in the fourth quarter to make it 57-40. But, you know, again, you're still such a big lead here for Harbor Beach. Ball control, great ball handling. And everybody kind of spread the ball as much as you could. But Benson Harper, 29 points. At least he was held scoreless in the fourth period.
Yeah.
So
he is the real deal here. He's just gotten better and better. We seen him last year as a junior.
Yeah.
And I think he put up pretty similar numbers against Brown City when we had him there.
Yeah.
And he puts up 29 tonight. It's just tough to beat because Harbor Beach, they don't beat themselves. They do all the little things right. They come in, you're thinking you're in a good spot as a coach, then all of a sudden you look up and they're up 10. You look up, they're up 15, and they just keep doing that, and you're like, where are we at?
Always looking for the open shot, too,
yes.
But your main shooter out there did his job. 29 points, Benson Harper, your lead score. All right, that's a little bit of the recap of the game. We will come back and get your scoring leaders and break it down here on WBGV 92.5. It's the Harbor Beach Pirates over the Sandusky Wolves, 62-42. We'll be right back.
Need tree work done, but not sure what it'll cost or even how to do it? Don't tackle it yourself. Call the experts at Big Ox Tree Service. They offer financing to fit your budget, serving all of mid-Michigan with expert tree trimming, pruning, removals, stump grinding, and full cleanup. Licensed and insured, Big Ox Tree Service also offers free estimates. From hazardous removals to routine trimming, they're reliable, safe, and strong enough for those big jobs. Call or text Big Ox Tree Service at 810-420-2759. Find them on Facebook or go to BigOxTreeService.com.
You asked and we listened. The Google Pixel has officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. The Google Pixel 10 and the Pixel 9a, both in sleek obsidian black, are now available at Thumb Cellular, and both at incredibly low prices. Pixel features the purest form of Android. Built by Google and powered by Google, it's backed by an industry-leading 7 years of updates, so your phone stays smarter longer. Inside, you get the power of the Google Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, helping you take better photos, stay organized, and get more done every day. But that's not all. If you're looking for something else, Thumb Cellular is offering free phones with an upgrade or a new line activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. And browse all our current offers and savings by visiting thumbcellular.com/deals. That's thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Farmers, rev up your engines and get set to save during Parts Week, February 9th through the 14th at your nearest Tri-County Equipment John Deere store. This is your opportunity to get your parts at the lowest off-season savings. With the largest parts inventory in the area, Tri-County Equipment has access to over 500,000 parts. You can also save 12% on John Deere filters and 10% on packaged oil. And this is the perfect time to stock up on all the other parts that you'll need at preseason savings. So make out that list and check it twice and remember the dates. Monday, February 9th through Saturday, February 14th. Parts Week at your John Deere headquarters, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Tri-County Glassman, we got it all.
When it comes to surgery, feeling comfortable and confident in your care matters. At McKenzie General Surgery, you can receive trusted surgical care right here, close to home. Our team is led by Dr. Zarish Khan and Dr. Lindsay Rick, two experienced surgeons who believe in treating every patient with respect, compassion, and a personal approach. McKenzie General Surgery offers a wide range of inpatient and outpatient services, including preventative procedures like colonoscopies and EGDs, common surgeries such as gallbladder removal and hernia repair, and advanced wound care to support healing and recovery. Backed by a dedicated care team and modern technology, our focus is always on your comfort, safety, and long-term health. McKenzie General Surgery, experienced surgeons, personalized care, close to home. Learn more or schedule a consultation, visit mckenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565. 810-648-0565.
Welcome back here to the postgame reports on WBGB 92.5 FM, 62-42 the win for the Harbor Beach Pirates over the Sandusky Wolves in high school boys basketball. Here are your scoring leaders and breakdown for the Sandusky Wolves with Jeremy Burgess.
Okay, we'll start with the Sandusky Wolves. Number three, Gavin Phillips. He had 3 points, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And then you had Braden Jones with 4 points. Marvin Kritzman III, he also had 4 points. Blake Oswald, he had 5 points. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Brandon Champeau, he had 8. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And Jack Betts led the team in scoring with 18 points. He was 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And as a team, Sandusky was 7 of 10 from the free throw line. So pretty good shooting from the free throw line. They just didn't get there a whole lot tonight.
Yeah, and what were your bright spots from a player here? Player-wise,
I thought Sandusky came out and did a really good job in the first quarter.
Yeah,
they jumped right on them. They took Harbor Beach's best shot in that first quarter and sort of sustained it. They threw haymakers with each other.
Yeah,
but if I'm Coach Hale, I'm really happy with the way they played in the first quarter. Now we just got to build on it because that is a really tough Harbor Beach team.
That's a good team.
We talked about it, and I compared them to the 0-4 USA Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
With Jordan Bitzer and all them. That's what those guys look like. Because they are really fast from one end of the gym to the other. So in Sandusky, they just didn't get back fast enough. And a couple times they got beat down the court, and that's just those little things that add up. And it's really tough to fix that in-game, but...
Well, if Jack Betts can shoot from the outside that well, why not try to get him in a position to do that? Mm-hmm. But be prepared to offensively get that putback shot.
Yes.
Sandusky, don't stand in awe and look at that. You know, I don't want to see this one go in. No, be ready to get a putback maybe too.
Yeah, so. And that's what we talked about, the keys of the game, about those 50-50 balls.
Yes.
The first probably 10 minutes of the game, Sandusky was getting everything. They were diving after loose balls. They were the first ones on the floor. Then after that, it sort of just slowed up, and Harbor Beach was the one to win in them loose balls. And when you're playing against the Harbor Beach team, you've got to be the ones that win that battle if you want to have a chance.
All right, Jack Beck was the leading scorer of 18 points tonight for the Sandusky Wolves. 62-42, the final score for the Harbor Beach Pirates with the win over Sandusky Wolves. Your scoring leaders and breakdown from the Harbor Beach Pirates when we come back.
Best wishes to the area teams in sports competition from everyone at Sandusky Concrete. For more than 50 years, Sandusky Concrete has been serving the concrete needs of the Thumb and Blue Water area. Whether it's a concrete project for your business, farm, or residence, the pros at Sandusky Concrete will do the job right. For information or a quote, call 810-648-2627. That's Sandusky Concrete and Supply, located at M46 just east of town. Be sure to enjoy the game.
Phew, okay, I'm almost done with this report, then I can finally go to sleep. Your PC has encountered a fatal error?
If your computer's memory failed right now, what data would you lose? Photos, financial records, customer files, years of work, all gone in an instant.
Wait, all my files are just... they're just gone!
Don't let this happen to you. With data retention solutions from the EBS tech team, your data is protected and always accessible. And data loss doesn't just happen from hardware failure. It can come from human error or the unthinkable, like a fire or a flood. That's why the EBS tech team's data retention solutions automatically back up your files to secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed. And it's all backed by the professional local support you've come to expect from the EBS tech team. Get peace of mind for an affordable cost. Call the EBS tech team today to find out more. 888-282-4943. Or stop by our Pigeon or Sandusky locations. The EBS tech team, supporting your tech needs since 2008.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special Graph weather statement.
Icy roads equal vehicle mishaps, and if this happens, you might as well take it to the number one collision department in the area, Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky. Our body shop technicians are experienced and ready to tackle any body damage thrown their way, whether it's collision or a deer hit. Graf can get the job done quickly and get you back on the road. Graf works well with all insurance companies and on all makes and models, so why would you go anywhere else? Stop in and see Tina or Zach at Graf Chevrolet's Body Shop in Sandusky for your no-obligation estimate.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Every day is a great day to visit the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky, especially when you can take advantage of their daily specials. On Mondays, get a free medium drink with a basket meal. Tuesday, it's two Coney dogs and a medium drink for $6. Wednesday, it's $1 off on salads and $3.99 banana splits and parfaits. Thursdays, get $1 off on all shakes. And Friday, enjoy the fish sandwich combo for $1 off. And oh yes, the garlic parmesan chicken strips are back at the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open Sunday through Thursday till 10, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
And welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. The post-game report brought to you by Nutrien Ag. Brown City continues. Your Harbor Beach scoring leaders in breakdown.
Okay, for the Harbor Beach Pirates, Rogan Messing with two. Skyler Cruz was not with 9 points. He was one of one from the free throw line.
I think he's the player with the most fouls, too.
Yes. So. Yes. So. He was also the one that picked up the technical there late in the third quarter.
I get it.
Then you've got number two, Andrew Caban. He had 11 points. Matt Geiger also had 11 points. He was 3 of 8 from the free throw line. And your leading scorer for the game for the Harbor Beach Pirates is Benson Harper with 29 points.
Although he was shut out in the fourth.
3 of 4 from the free throw line.
Yeah, great job of him, man. I mean, he was taking the... He was facing down against a double or a triple team and still made some shots off that.
And I thought Oswald and whoever Sandusky put on him, I thought they did a good job.
Yeah.
Because he was scoring tough shots. It wasn't like he was getting very many wide open shots.
Yeah, they weren't easy.
Yes.
Also, a credit out to Matt Geiger later in the game, too. You know, he was going down from the low block, went up back up top, challenging the Sandusky defense to open up other players. But Caban also, great job. You know, ball handling, pretty much the true point guard. Harper and him would switch off for the most part. But Caban just, you know, doing a good job there and leading the offense at the top of the point there.
And you know what you're going to get from this Harbor Beach team. Coach Rubel's been around forever.
Yeah. Defensively.
You know what he's going to be going to do. And I just give credit to Harbor Beach. They are a good team.
Yeah.
Sandusky ran into a buzzsaw tonight. There's not much more to say about that.
62-42, and again, free throw shooting, they were what?
Harbor Beach was 7 of 13 from the free throw line, so.
Kind of even, you know, both teams wise. All right, 62-42, the win for the Harbor Beach Pirates over the Sandusky Wolves. When we come back, we take a look at what these teams have ahead and a little bit of a breakdown to what was going on tonight and some other games, key games. We got a game tomorrow, too. We'll let you know what that is all about. It's high school girls basketball. On WBGV 92.5 FM, we'll be right back to wrap things up.
Aspire's new Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, located at 650 West Satellite Road, is open and serving your health care needs. It's your new home for family medicine, pediatrics, urgent care, podiatry, lab draws, and x-rays, all in one convenient location. The team includes Dr. Melanie Kramer, MD, Family Medicine, Nurse Practitioner Brittany Selleck, Pediatrics, Kara Martin, PA, Urgent Care, Devin Ricks, DPM, Podiatry. The clinic also offers lab draw services and x-ray services. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Kramer or Brittany Selleck, call 989-912-6790. At Sandusky Rapid Care and Family Practice, their team looks forward to serving you in a friendly, community-focused environment. Aspire Rural Health System. For a healthier future, visit AspireRHS.org to learn more. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Tired of unreliable internet? Is your wireless connection lagging and not as fast as you thought it would be? Maybe it's time to switch to fiber to the home internet through TEC Fiber. TEC Fiber offers the fastest, most reliable internet technology available, which means you'll receive the best service possible. Plans start at $85 a month with additional discounts available and no installation fee. With our symmetrical 500 megabit per second plan, the entire family can stream, game, video chat, work from home, and more. We're building out our fiber network fast, so better internet may already be available to you. To check for service availability or register, go to www.tecmi.coop.
Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. The post-game report wrap-up here. Taking a look at what Sandusky has. You know, 62-42 loss for them against the Harbor Beach Pirates here tonight at Sandusky High School. Up next for Sandusky, try to stay focused here. You got KPEC up next. Here's a team that maybe you can, seek avenge in a little bit of a revenge game here. They lost last time against them 49-36.
And is that one on the road or is that here?
That will be on the road.
Okay.
So... and they beat Ubley earlier in the season, 63-54. They got Ubley next week, and that will be on February 11th. Look at these league games. KPEC, Ubley, Marlette, and Brown City on the 18th coming up. And that will be the end of the regular season for the Sandusky Wolves. So they right now will fall to 11-6 overall. They are 5-3 in league play. Harbor Beach, as I said, 8-0. They moved to 13-2 overall. For the Harbor Beach Pirates themselves, they got a big game this coming Friday night. They'll have the Ubley Bearcats. That game will be on WUBW Sports 102.1. Clark Ramsey will be covering that game, and that will be at Ubley. So you know that's going to be a great hot atmosphere there on a Friday night.
Yeah, it's always a highly contested game there, so I'm excited to hear about that one.
And, you know, if Ubley can pull that win off, they'll give, you know, Harbor Beach a loss. Then Harbor Beach has KPEC twice coming up. Memphis, they should get that win there. But KPEC is a little bit of a wild card here, so you never know. But Harbor Beach is looking pretty good right now. They got Ubley this Friday. Then a non-league game next week on the road at Millington. Home against KPEC on the 11th next week. But look at this one. Why not schedule a tough game? And then the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers currently in first place in the BWAC.
And Croswell has to go to Harbor Beach. So
yeah,
I think that's going to get a test of what you can do going into the postseason.
And that was scheduled late. This season, so in the second half of the season, too. So credit to both teams wanting that competition. They didn't have it on the schedule this year. Traditionally, for the last 3-4 years, they were playing against each other. People were angry.
Yeah.
We want that game. So, yeah. Boys basketball tonight, by the way, it was, of course, this one. Harbor Beach winning 62-42. I do believe USA won tonight. Ubley was at KPEC tonight. Brown City at Memphis. Marlette at New Lothrop. Lakeville at Lakers. Cass City at Deckerville. Carroll at Dryden. Millington at Montrose. Kingston at Unionville Sibling, but USA won that one. Peck at Bad Axe. Mayville at North Huron. Akron Fairgrove at Second Arts and Sciences. And CPS was at Kimball Landmark Academy. That was your schedule for tonight. Those scores will be updated. Go to our Thumb Sportsline link or our daily news sports section as well. And a replay of this game will be posted later tonight if I'm able to get to it. Otherwise, you'll see it tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, high school girls basketball. It'll be the Armada Tiger Girls at the Crouse Lexington Pioneers, who faltered here. You know, they're kind of behind here in the league. But Armada has one loss. Croswell could spoil it for Armada, yes, if he wants here and, you know, help Yale out a little bit there. Croswell already went to Yale, I do believe, last week. Tough loss here for Croswell Lexington. They are a young team, according to Mike Gallagher.
With a young coach that in the first year.
Yeah,
so
as a full-time head coach. She was there assisting here as co-coach in the last couple of years there. But, I'm curious to see this Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls team tomorrow as they host the Armada Tigers. Looking forward to that one. That'll be at 7 p.m. You won't be there. You got a fair board meeting, right?
Yes, I do.
So I'll be doing the call on my own there. Should be okay. So looking forward to see the Armada Tigers at the Croswell Lexington Pioneer Girls. Our first look at the Croswell Lexington Pioneer Girls. So looking forward to that. Next week, I believe I have the CPS Tigers on the schedule against Bay City All Saints. Interesting game there. CPS in the league running right now. So yeah. They already lost to All Saints, but if they can pick it right back up here, they could be, get back in that league hunt and looking for a first league title in quite some time. So, yeah.
Should be exciting. Exciting time to be a basketball fan.
All right, this whole month, February, is going to be some great ones here. So thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM here for high school sports. Again, Harbor Beach over Sandusky, 62-42 with the boys basketball. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Have a good night, folks, here on WBGV 92.5.
Sandusky to Marlette and all points in between. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV-FM, Marlette.